Just before I get Steve up to tell the story, just a bit of context. We've last week been down in Brighton for the Brighton Leaders Conference, and also a group of students have been down with us for Mobilise. And a part of that, we've got a number of seminars. And Simon did a training seminar on treasure hunting, and a number of us were there to help lead teams. And so this is the basis for our story. So would you welcome up Steve? Wonderful. Now, Steve, you've done treasure hunting before. Tell us about this experience this week for you.
Yeah, I have done treasure hunting on a couple of occasions before, but to be honest, never really thought I could found any treasure. Had a couple of real nice conversations, but this was in a different league, really. And being down in Brighton, obviously wanting to support Simon, we've got the privilege of being on one of the people who kind of led some of the teams. And so I had my four people, myself and three others, and we sat down for a few minutes to start writing down our clues to see who God might want to bless. And so we had a couple of moments and went through the various categories of things that God might want to say. And the first thing that was very strange is under the unusual category, I felt the Lord prompt me to write down elephant, which is a bit of a strange one, I know. But when we came to share the various clues that we had, the person to my left had the word flamingo. The next person along had sheepdog. And then the fourth member of our group had animals. So we knew that God was speaking, and we were just really keen to say, get out there and say, hey, you know, where is this treasure? So we followed the other clues that we had in terms of location, and we went down by the pier, and above where we were stood, there was a huge sign that said skate hire. Now, one of the clues that one of our guys had on his map was the skating. So, like, okay, we're really on something. We've got pier, we've got skating, we're still looking. But then as we wander down, we see a small store. And this store has about half a dozen little tubs at the bottom with full of animals, of little plastic animals. And so there's elephants in there and there's dogs in there. And we think, wow, you know, we could be onto something here. You know, we feel like the Lord's really, really pointed us in this direction. And just as we did, we saw there were two ladies sat just to the right of the side of this. One had bright ginger hair, the other one blonde hair. And we knew that these, again, were just clues on our treasure map. So plucking up the courage, we walked up to them and explained, you know, hey, we're on this treasure hunt. We feel like God might want to bless you guys. And initially, the first lady thought, you know, hey, we're actually from Kent. It can't be for us. But with intrigue, what the other lady grabbed the card and started inquiring about it. What is this? What are you guys doing? And so we explained that, you know, God wants to heal people, and we feel like he bled us to you to be able to bless you. Now, she didn't have either of the ailments that we had on here. She didn't have a bad knee, and she didn't have a heart condition. But what she did say was that she had a snap damaged tendon in her shoulder, which meant she had next to no movement. She was only moving a little bit, and she said she couldn't pick up her child, her baby who was alongside of there. And so we just grabbed the opportunity. We said, hey, look, can we pray for you? We believe that God heals. And so I took the opportunity and prayed a real quick prayer, and that the pain would go in Jesus' name, and asked her to test it. Well, of course, there's a surprised look in her face. You test it, you mean I could actually be healed? So, but she did, and she still had very little movement in there. So so we persisted, and I got one of the team said, hey, can we pray again? Do you mind? At which point she said, okay, that's fine. So we prayed, and again, this lady, she prayed that you know, the pain would just go in Jesus' name. And she said, okay, would you test it again? And as she began to move it, this incredible beaming smile came across her face. She's like, I've got movement here that I didn't have, and I couldn't do that. And you know, she's starting to move her arm around without any pain, which was fantastic. Now, just a little bit, we got the chance to pray again, and what was wonderful about the experience was that we were able to say not just that they came down from Kent and God picked them out to bless them, but what was wonderful was that the lady who was really skeptical initially asked us to pray for her daughter who was teething and wasn't sleeping at night, and a lady right next to us on the table even grabbed her phone, was chatting to someone, and said, yeah, there's these Christians who are praying for people, and there's this stuff going on, which was a wonderful experience. It's such a privilege to be a part of.
Wonderful. Well, Steve, the excitement didn't finish there, did it? Tell us a bit more what happened in the next 24 hours after that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was blown away by this. I mean, we had the opportunity to speak to about five and have five really good conversations in the course of the hour we were out there. Not only that, but there were three people we got the chance to pray for. But the following day, one of the girls who was in my group came bounding up to me with real excitement across her face and said, Steve, I really need to talk to you. And So after I'd kind of finished with the people I was chatting to, I went and spoke to her, and she said that after the session, she'd been walking home, and she'd just been asking God, hey, why were there clues on there that we didn't get to find? And as immediately as she thought that, she saw across the road a lady with a flower in her hair, which was one of our clues. And so she walked up to the young girl and said, hey, you know, we've been doing this thing called a treasure hunt. I think that you might have been our treasure, and can I tell you a bit about it? At which point she starts to weep. And she just said, you know, this is incredible. You know, I feel so privileged that God's picked me out. And so the lady persisted. My friend now, she said, okay, well, God really wants to bless you. Is there anything that we can pray for you about? And she said, well, not really for me, but you can pray for my dad because he's got a heart condition. Mm. Now, heart condition was on our map. And furthermore, what just blew me away was the fact that she said, okay, I really want to pray for your dad. What's his name? And his name was Richard, which again was on our cards. And it was just absolutely phenomenal that God, not only the day before, but would just continue to link up clues to find people who really want to bless. So at this point, sort of my friend and the girls she was praying for were just crying and weeping, and you know, just got the chance to bless and to pray into this situation. It was such a wonderful thing.
That's wonderful. Can we give the Lord and Steve a round of applause?